Hi, this is a dictation for patient Andrea Collins, A-N-D-R-E-A-C-O-L-L-I-N-S. Andrea Collins, date of birth is 6/27/64. Date of accident is 7/2/2023. Date of service is 1/26/2024. The patient reported that she started having pain secondary to her accident on 7/2/2024. Chief complaint, severe pain in the neck and the lower back with shooting pain to the both front thighs bilaterally one or two times as numbness and pain up to the knee. She reports of pain in the right foot, but it is related to bunion. History of automobile accident. The patient reports that she was involved in an automobile accident as a restaurant driver of a Malibu car on 7/2/2023 around noon time. She has one male friend who is okay, and she was parked. She hit into a parked car at around 10 to 15 miles an hour speed. The accident happened in Detroit near Sheridan. The history of automobile accident is as follows. Andrea Collins was coming out of the gas station and she drove on a side street, but she passed out due to a low blood sugar possibly, and then she hit a parked car. She rear-ended the other car and there was nobody else in that car at the time. The airbags deployed and patient was wearing a seatbelt and there was a loss of consciousness for a few minutes. The police came to the scene. Ambulance did not arrive at the scene. The damage car, patient report that her car was smashed quite a bit and then it was completely totaled. Front head was completely broken, including the hood and the bumper, and the seat belt broke. Windshield was broken. Patient did not go to the emergency room on the day of accident, and she doesn't remember about her injuries, no memories. Saw a primary care physician 2 weeks later, Dr. Ella, A-L-L-A. Who referred her to visit Hilton Medical Group. She was referred by her lawyer also, where she continued her treatment. She reports of having physical therapy since August of 2023, three times per week. She reports 20% improvement. She informed that she did have a CT scan at McLaren Hospital for the spine and neck and the head. She has done some chiropractic treatment also and medications. 20% relief is reported. Still of the previous automobile accident, the patient acknowledges three past accidents. One accident is in 2018 where she was rear-ended and no details. The accident is not continuing and claim is not continuing. 2021, she was a passenger and she cannot remember everything, but she lost her consciousness. In 2023, she passed out and hit someone. And I think that 2023 is the current accident. Regarding the history of presenting illness, patient is reporting headaches which are mild, 2 or 3 on a scale of 1 to 10, occupying the front of the head and only mild, and they are off and on, not sensitive to the light or noise, not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizures or aura. Regarding the TBI, patient does not claim any TBI symptoms, no symptom of vision, like blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field, no dizziness, vertigo, no loss of consciousness, no ringing in the ear, no seizures. No loss of memory, no balance problems, no incontinence. Patient does acknowledge tingling and numbness of the both front thighs only. and it ends up to the knee and difficulty walking moderately, especially because of her bunion issues. She denies any anxiety, depression, panic, sadal anesthesia, weakness, lightheadedness. And in addition, regarding the pain, patient reports of moderate pain in the neck, 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, which is constant without any radiation to the arms or fingers. Lower back pain is reported between 8 to 10, and it is shooting to the front of the thigh in L234 nerve distribution. It is 1 or 2 times a day as numbness and tingling, but it stops by the knee. The pain in the right foot and the middle toes are reported to be associated with her bunion and not the automobile accident. These pains are reported to be continuous, throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, heart burning, and aching. 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. They vary from 6 to 10. ADLs are affected 9. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by bending, standing, walking, and improved by lying down and medications. She reports that she can walk up to half a block without any issues. She can sit for 20 minutes, stand for 20 minutes. Bending is not possible. She is not working. Sleep is affected. She can sleep up to 4 or 5 hours. She reports of having an X-ray done and CT scan done and MRI done. Denies any bladder bowel incontinence or muscle weakness. Please review the chart for the system review. Past surgical histories, allergies. Please review the chart for family history. For relationship status, for employment status, for legal history, personal history. Please review the chart for ADLs also. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 110 over 80. Pulse is 86. Pulse ox 91. Oh, sorry. Pulse ox is 98. And height is 5'3". Weight is 233. This is a 59-year-old African-American female of a good build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and cautious. With no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, polyuria, well hydrated and well nourished, obese, no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases are identified, no overt anxiety or lethargy is noticed. Patient does have a good attitude and demeanor, and she has a good heart rate and hygiene is normal, and she is using a cane and a roller to also to walk with. Rest of the exam is from the template. Current medications are lisinopril, 10 mg to 10 over 3, 12.5 once a day, metformin 500 3 times a day, lipitor 10 mg at night, and narcos for pain for surgery for the foot. So rest of the exam is the same from the template, including neurological, musculature, musculoskeleton exam, inspection palpation are normal. The spine tenderness is noticed only at L5S1. And hypertonicity, none, trigger points none, and paravertebral muscles are not in spasm, non tender. Range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion is 45. Extension is 55, bilateral side flexion is 40, bilateral rotation is 75. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, and extension is 20, bilateral side flexion 25, bilateral rotation is 30. The sacroiliac joints bilaterally are found to be slightly tender. maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine. Hoffman sign is negative. Sperling, Lermit test, distraction test negative, Soto Hall test negative, thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, slump test negative, in the lumbar spine, Brzezinski clinic test negative, straight leg raising test positive at 40 degrees, crossed leg test is positive bilaterally, Babinski negative, Kemp negative, Breger test negative, sacroiliac joint, is found tender bilaterally and with positive Faber test and Gonsolin test, but negative flexion test, standing flexion test negative, iliac compression test negative, distraction test. Extremities are all normal except for the right foot, which has a bunion surgery, and patient has a screw in the middle toe from the surgery, and no examination was conducted as it's not related to the automobile accident. Diagnosis. E66.9, E11.9, 110, V89.2X60. S09.90XA, Z79.891, CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, ligaments M54.0, cervical spine, M54.250.20, 54.12S, 13.4XXA, lumbar spine, 54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5XXA, sacroiliac spine, M46.1, M54.17, S33.5XXA. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Physical exam. Therapy is ordered 2 times per week, focusing on the neck, lower back, and both sacroiliac joints. Retraction and massage, hydrotherapy, aquatherapy, weight training, home exercise, intensive program. Disability is ordered to continue for work, housework, replacement, transportation. Medications are provided, non-narcotics. Patient is provided with Celebrex, 200 milligram a day. With food for anti-inflammatory and healing. Patient is supposed to take the medicine with full stomach. Flexeril is provided, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, PRN. Aloe vera is provided, 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder and anxiety and pain relief. Lyrica, 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief. Furoscid, 1 or 2 every 6 hour, PRN for headache relief. Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. The patient is provided Narcos 5 or 325 every 12 hours, 7 days, 14 tablets to continue for further visit will be evaluated with medical records. Have been order released. No, pharmacological mortal disease, home exercise plan, yes, referral to psychiatry, yes, fitness club, yes, review of the available MRI, other imaging records. The patient has provided a MRI for the, is foot x-ray is present from advanced foot, ankle and wound care that is unrelated to the car accident for the bunions. Other than that, no other records are available at the time of dictation of the chart. There is a disability certificate from Hilton Medical Group that has been entertained the instituted as part of the records. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended until the MRIs are obtained and records are obtained. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Caseworker, none. Past medical records are ordered released. Investigations, none. No new investigation is being ordered until we comprehend the past 6 months of treatment. DMEs. Patient already has a back brace, neck brace, tense unit, cane, lower lateral walker. Education is yes. Follow visit in 7 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.